As of yesterday afternoon, the DNR reported 178 wolf kills this fall, just 73 short of this year's allowed total. Zones 1, 2, and 5 are now closed. Zones 4 and 6 are at two-thirds of their quota, but Zone 3, a relatively narrow, twisting stretch of land from Burnett County east to the Wisconsin River, has seen just 10 kills of 71 allowed. The DNR's Tom Haugie says if he had had a wolf permit earlier this month, he'd have headed first for the now closed zones, which have a lot of wolves and public land.
Zone 3 is characterized as having much more private land. So then unless you know somebody that owns land in the zone, you have to start by first developing, you know, and gaining permission to access land.
If Zone 3 or any other zone still has available wolves a month from now, hunters could use dogs there, unless there's a court ruling blocking dogs. But Haugie says the predominance of private land in Zone 3 could make dog use a problem.
Somebody intending to use dogs would wanting to be using them in a area sufficiently large so that if they are using dogs that they're not trespassing or some situation like that.
Wolf kill quotas went up in a lot of state zones this fall, but the quota nearly quadrupled in Zone 3 as the DNR took aim at a part of the state where the agency says wolves have killed a lot of livestock. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.